one of the best new songs out there.
Shadows fill an empty heart as love is fading. For all the things that we are not saying. Can we see beyond the scars and make it to the dawn? Change the colors of the sky.
It's Daughtry. Is this from his same album?
I don't remember this being on the album that I have.
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
This must be a release for some other album or something.
Or maybe it's just a release for charity. Maybe it's not on an album.
Maybe.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. And the video is very poignant as well, showing how one person can make a difference, mm-hmm. and encouraging you to
God.
Get involved
with God. In
with
their
God.
Lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how you getting you get involved with the Christian projects around the world. And he, there's just several of them listed in there, mm-hmm. Children's Christian Fund and all those Christian organizations. So anyway, there you go. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
very
stuff.
Good.
So today. Well, let me just start the show, and then I'll give you the little. Then I have to wait for the little musical break, and I'll tell you what we're talking about. So, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Oh,
yeah, because we got a plan.
Do we ever do that?
We have a plan.
Did we ever go by the plan?
We have a plan.
Well, okay.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning.
Yeah.
Two blind squirrels at night.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning.
That's right.
Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about Pyromania, which we promised we would talk about from yesterday's leftover
for today.
We do
that a lot.
And circus talk. That's all I got. Now.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
And I want to talk about a wedding.
What?
I want to talk about the wedding.
Oh, the wedding.
Yeah. We went to a wedding on Saturday.
Let's go ahead and start with the wedding then.
And it was at our church, and it was some very good friends of ours' daughter. And so.
I count her as a friend too.
Well, yeah. I mean, they are more our friends than she is.
We've known her since she was a teenager.
Yes.
Young teenager.
Young teenager. Anyway, so it's kind of cool that she's getting married.
Getting married.
Anyway, and so it was at our church, and our church is pretty large, and it was full.
Full.
The balcony
wasn't full, but everything else was full.
There were people in it. I mean.
Four or five people.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was full. I guess I just saw people milling around after the thing. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway.
Anyway, the church was full.
Full.
And that was probably 500 people.
Oh, yeah, probably.
400, 500 people.
I mean, I thought there was a lot of people at my wedding. Yeah.
This was a lot of people.
Yeah. So, but the interesting thing is that it was not overly elaborately decorated, had beautiful decorations in the front, but there was not
very
stuff
simple.
On the pews. It was very simple. It
Even
was very
was
elegant.
Very
it was just very modern, pretty.
Yes.
And so we all get seated. We get sit down, everything. Wedding's supposed to start at 6. It's like 6:05, right? It starts.
Yeah, pretty much.
At 6:15.
Well, wait.
It's over.
At 6:05, they begin walking in the parents.
Uh-huh.
The grandparents. They
right.
walk in the grandparents.
Right.
They walk in the parents of the groom.
Right.
The groom and the preacher come up, and they all have to wait on each other to sit down before the next one can start, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably 6:07 when the bride and the groom finally come down, not to the wedding march either.
The bride came down with Jordan and Burnett.
Yes. Was
walked
that,
or no? You said the bride and the groom.
Oh, the bride came down with the... With her parents.
With parents, yeah.
And it wasn't to the wedding march.
They both walked her down.
Both walked her down, and it was some other, it was a good song. It was a marchy song, but it wasn't the wedding march. And they came down, and they both gave her away. She kissed and hugged both of them. They went and sat down. They walked up in front of the preacher. The preacher talked to her for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Did the vows, which lasted about 2 minutes. Turned them both around and said, the real celebration will be at
The Civic Center. Yeah.
That's where we're going to celebrate there. And then here they are, present them, kiss. Okay. They let him walk out, and then they took the husband and the
10 minutes.
It took longer to get everybody seated.
Yep.
Than the ceremony.
Than the ceremony.
And then yes. they had to unseat everybody because they have to walk the parents out.
Well, just
out.
The family. And then, but the cool thing is they did nothing traditional. Nothing was traditional.
And then they said, okay, you're dismissed.
It
and then
was, everybody like, got up and went. There was no standing at the end of the aisle and letting every row go nice and orderly. Everybody went, okay, everybody see you there. And everybody got up and I'm like, that was the best wedding ever. There was no annoying music sung that you had to sit through. It was.
I like them. But anyway, there's a couple behind us. That said, so what's the best way to get to the Civic Center? I'm like, follow
me.
All the people that are leaving.
This is a small town.
Just follow all these people.
Yeah, you can't miss it. There's giant cows in front of it. You can't miss it.
I said, really, you know, you go down over to the square, you take Church Street to Houston Street, and Houston Street, you're there.
There you go. But it was nice. And they had a nice buffet and they danced and we had so much fun.
The reception is what I thought you were going to talk about because this was an old fashioned barn dance. That's what this was.
Well, but it was very elegant.
Yeah. It was modern, completely elegant. Yeah. It was in the Civic Center. It was air conditioned. It had, you know, nice floor. The buffet was very nice. All set up with beef, of course, because he's a beef guy.
He owns the
cattle. He's a cattle guy. And so there, you know, they had the nice, you know, buffet set up, and they had the beautiful cake and all of that. It was a very big room, of course, and there was drapes all around the room.
They had it
and
decorated, yeah.
But it was an old fashioned barn dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it.
Her
was,
dad, I think Jodan made it through. He made it through the dance with her and the dance with Burnett, and he went and changed and had his jeans and his cowboy boots on. He came walking out. I mean, he must have lasted 15 minutes.
There
was no receiving line. There was nothing traditional. She just walked and said, and she didn't even like totally make the rounds around the table. She was just available, two-stepping fest.
Yep. And there were lots of cowboy hats and lots of boots and it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Yes,
we had a good time. They played everything from Shout to You Can't Touch This to
YMCA.
A lot of country.
Yeah. They did the Cotton Eye Joe and they did.
Yeah.
And Helen danced from the time they let everybody go out of the dance floor to dance.
She danced from then until we left at 9 o'clock. She was
6:30 to 9 o'clock.
Sweaty little girl.
She never left. It was hysterical. Oh, to be a child and not care.
To be a child.
I did dance all the disco stuff. And Brad did not because he didn't want to get hot. I don't want to get hot.
And I don't want to dance
to disco.
So
I went out there and none of my friends would go out there with me. So I danced with all the other, my other friends.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't like line dancing. I don't line dance either. I didn't line dance. I did all the disco stuff.
And I didn't really care for the disco stuff.
It's fun.
It wasn't all that fun.
It was fun. You weren't dancing.
That's true. If I got out there,
I got to dance with Helen, and then you got to slow dance with Helen.
I slow danced every dance I could with you and Helen.
And as long as
I wasn't
Brad
a stick
and I
in the mud,
and as long as Brad and I don't two step because I cannot two step.
And really, it was a little early. I'd have got out there eventually. To work up a little courage, go make a fool of myself, you know.
Because he's in front of all the people he's going to see the next day at church.
That's right.
Oh, who cares?
Anyway,
you embarrassed.
Not me. I wasn't embarrassed. I just, you know.
Did I embarrass you dancing out there?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I just wanted to do what people think I was a stick in the mud.
Okay.
So I was having a good time.
John came out and danced with me. Big John did. And
yep.
Connor.
Yep.
Yep. They danced. Bonnie didn't.
Yes. She got out there with Big John.
Well, she danced with Big John.
Yep.
But she didn't.
He finally got her out there
because
she doesn't know how to dance. Nobody knows how to dance. I mean,
we all just kind of wing it.
Yeah. There are people out there that know how to dance and they look great. Okay. But
the majority of people do not.
Look. Not knowing how to sing never stops me.
No.
And not knowing how to dance never stops me. It's like that song, you know, dance like nobody's
what
watching.
Stops Brad is being hot. That's what stops him.
I had on black pants and black socks. And once I started sweating, I wouldn't stop.
Yeah. So he didn't. He didn't want to dance. So I had to dance.
And I was enjoying talking to my friends, which I hadn't seen in a while.
Well, that's true. I had talked to them too. And they didn't come out with me.
I know.
They all just sat there and laughed at me.
They don't laugh at you. They have their own. They have their own business. I forgot what it was. Oh,
anyway, so it was fun.
Dance like nobody's looking and sing like nobody's listening. That's what it is.
Yeah, something like that.
All the time. Sure.
That song, you know.
That's what I do. I do a podcast like nobody's listening. Oh wait, nobody is listening. So Pyromania. I don't want this show to last forever. We've been doing really long shows lately, which I think is good because we enjoy talking to each other.
What was it? Chipmunk said that we should do hour long shows. I don't. Is he insane?
Yes. Of all of our listeners, he's the closest to insane.
It has been established that he is insane.
No, I'm just kidding. That's why I love him. That's right. That's why we love him.
Because he's so much like me.
Now, onward we go into pyromania. Speaking of insanity. Mm-hmm. So pyromania. So these guys, they get together and they decide they're going to, this guy's in town and he's calling on the name of Jesus to get these demons out.
Okay.
And doing all these miracles.
Right.
And in fact, he's so powerful that he could just pray over a napkin and send it somewhere. And when the napkin gets there, the guy's healed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So these guys go, hey.
Sounds very familiar.
Hey, it's a trick here. There's a trick here. It's if I use that name he's using, I can do miracles. And I, you know, get all these people and they pay me, you know. So they go and they find somebody who's demon possessed and they use the name. They use the name Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the demon says, They said, we tell you to get out in the name of Jesus that Paul says.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And the demon looks at him and says, I know Paul and I know Jesus.
But I don't know you.
Who the cut are you? And then he proceeds to beat them up. I mean, literally, he says
he
says they left the room naked and wounded.
One man. We don't know how many demons were in there. One man beat this group of people up.
Well, we don't even know if it was the guy. If he used the guy to do it, all we know is that
In the guy. I'm sure he used the guy to do it. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. They left naked and wounded.
Yes.
Naked and wounded.
But good. But good came from this.
Naked.
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 Nude. Nude and wounded.
Okay. But good comes from this.
Nothing good comes from a bunch of old men running around the town
naked.
No,
it does.
No.
Tell the end of the story.
Oh, so yeah. So everybody gets together and says, these books don't work. And we shouldn't be flowing around this name of Jesus. We shouldn't be throwing that around because that ain't working either. And they repented to the Lord and they got all their stuff together and they burned it. All the stuff that they had figured out how to do on their own, all these incantations, all this stuff they had written. It was a lot of money. They actually, in the Bible, it says how much money it cost that they could have got for it. So they didn't sell it on eBay. They didn't just say, oh, well, we better take it. This stuff doesn't work. We better take it to the next town so we can get our money back off of it from some other sucker. No, no, no. They repented and burned it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, what is in your life you need to burn?
I don't want to talk about that.
What is it in your life that you figured out on your own?
That's what my friend Sherry would say. I don't want to have that conversation.
At least it's honest. That's an honest answer. At least that's an honest answer. What is in your life that you need to burn? What are your incantations? What is your spells? What are the things that you do that work for you that are not of the Lord? You know what I'm saying? And also, this brings up something else that is dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. People say, you can just, you know, as long as you say you're saved, you're saved. No. You have to know Jesus. And he says, and even the demon says, I know
Jesus.
The demon says, I know Jesus and I know Paul. So even the demon knew Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not just knowing that Jesus exists.
Right.
And it's not just knowing the name. It's not just saying a magic prayer. Because you know what? You can say, hey, Lord, please come into my heart and forgive me for all my sins. There's my magic incantation is going to get me into heaven. And when I get there, I'm going to look at St. Peter in the eye, and I'm going to say, look, way back a long time ago, I said this prayer, and you got to let me in. No, 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 it doesn't work that way. You actually have to. No, Jesus. You have to have a relationship with Jesus. The word is very different, you know, and it says you have to call upon his name. It says you have to accept him into your life.
And repentance comes with that accepting.
Yes, there's repentance and there's accepting him, okay? So that acceptance is the payment for your sins. And it is that simple, but it's not just the words.
Right.
It's the power and the person behind the words. So,
amen, brother.
I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it all day, by golly.
Don't preach it all day.
Not all day. So I'm done. So just wanted to get that out. I thought that was good.
So think about that.
So what do you need to burn in your life?
You don't have to call us and tell us.
Yeah, you're a Christian. Even if you're Christian, but, you're a Christian. What do you need to burn?
Yeah.
What you got to burn? You got to burn the Olympics?
No.
No.
I don't have any issues with the Olympics.
It's not a little God in your life?
No. But.
Have you been thinking about this?
No, I always struggle with working out as an idol.
Working out?
That's always been a struggle for me. I always have to. That's a continual deal with me. Yep. Oh, come on. You know that.
I know. Mine's the opposite. Sitting down. That's what I have to struggle with.
I have to struggle with saying.
I got
to
get up.
No, you need to spend time with the Lord, not, you know.
Yeah.
You're putting this above things that are way more important.
Right. Very good point. Mm-hmm. Okay. Circus talk, which is way, it's not, I was going to say it was way more important, but it's just to be funny and it's not true.
No.
Circus talk.
It's not funny either.
Circus talk. Helen went to the circus last week.
Yes, with she's her been aunt and uncle.
Us, yes, thank you, Uncle Kerry, my brother. And he finally did something worthwhile in his life. Took my little daughter to the circus. And she's been telling us all about it ever since.
Yeah.
All kinds of stories are coming out of this. And been loving it. Loving it. Just seeing their eyes light up. Ooh, you know what I saw at the circus? You know, because it was all very, I'm certain it was all very dramatic at the time.
Yes, yes.
So as life goes on, she starts to remember more and more things that happened that she hadn't told us about. So she's telling us about all these things at the circus. And I got to thinking, how sad is it to be in a circus?
Why?
I mean, how much can these poor people make?
What are you saying?
These are highly trained people. These people probably used to be in the Olympics, right? These tightrope walkers and acrobats. I mean, they train. It's not like a carny, okay, who gets out of jail and gets a job giving away stuffed animals.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
These are trained individuals. These people take time out of their lives to practice their act and routine.
Mm-hmm. You have to go to clown school.
It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Not the clowning, but the other stuff.
Clowning. They have to go to clown school to be in Barnum & Bailey. I saw it on the news today.
Yeah, I went to clown school.
No, you didn't.
Did too.
Not the real one.
Define real.
Not what you did.
Maybe not. But clown school?
Uh-huh. They have the Barnum & Bailey's Circus, the greatest show on earth. They have
clown school. You sure this isn't like something you pay for?
No, they have those dude ranches where you go there. You have to pass clown school in order to become a clown for Barnum & Bailey's Circus.
Do you get an F? Is that passing?
I don't know.
It's just like,
you have to have the skills of a clown.
Is it opposite day at clown school?
I guess.
It's like talk like SpongeBob day. And what are the classes? Squirting water.
Uh-huh. You have to know how to run a unicycle and juggle. And like, what is that where you spin the plate on the thing?
That's not clowns.
Yeah, it is.
No, the plate spinner is not a clown.
Clowns do that.
No, that's not a clown. The clowns break the plates.
You have to be funny. You'd be perfect.
I can't spin plates.
You could if you went to school.
Never pass. Couldn't spin a plate.
You couldn't ride a unicycle either. Mm-hmm. You'd fall over and kill yourself.
Yeah, I could do that. People would laugh. Just like that. That's my clown bit. I go there. And they kill me. And it's one time, but the whole place goes crazy. It's only a one-time act. They shoot me out of a cannon into a bag of nails. See? No matter how gross my death is, it brings her humor.
Sorry. She loved the elephant the best.
Yes, she did love
and
the
she
elephant.
Came home with the entire circus.
But here's my she did. What is the racket going on at the circus?
Oh, man, how much money did they spend?
Good Lord, she came home with a clown hat and a clown nose.
I mean, giant hat. It was
and
for
a
you
head,
though.
A cat. Wait, a
it was
horse
an elephant head.
No, it was a horse head that you drink out of.
Oh yeah, she had an icy.
It was very disturbing looking.
Yeah,
it's like
flipped open.
It's like frozen so horse
out of the brain.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then circus on a stick.
Oh, yeah. Circus on a stick.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the music. That's all it doesn't have.
It just spins.
It's got
and
spinning clowns and
she
lights.
She goes in her
and
closet and shuts the door.
And turns it on.
And then turns it on.
And it's a circus on a stick, let me tell you.
Yeah. The elephant spins in the middle and the whole deal. And she got a Wally.
Oh, was it from the circus?
I know, but that was from Uncle Kerry, which was cool. It was Wally. And,
this is
and
circus
you say,
talk, whatever. Not Wally talk.
So you go.
I try to keep the show
what's
on
her
target,
name?
But it just never stays.
Eva. And Helen will go, Eva. And he'll go, or no, do you say Wally? And then he says, you go, Wally. And he goes, Eva. And then he shakes. He shakes around, and you can plug in her MP3 player, and it'll play her music.
And it'll dance to her music.
It is so cute.
If you want it to.
Wally's so cute.
It is cute. It's a very neat little
toy. Uncle Terry bought her that, too.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the circus. And the freaks that are there.
There aren't... There's no freaks.
Have you seen those people that walk on
that
wire?
Very nice.
Those people that walk on the wire and hang by their feet and their stuff, and they
That's
spin.
What Helen said she wanted to be a tightrope walker.
Whoa. No, no, no.
She said, can I take lessons to be a tightrope walker?
After I'm dead.
She could go like Cirque du Soleil.
No way. Now, they talk about freaks. People bend themselves into weird positions. It's unnatural. They dislocate their backs.
They
no.
did this bit. They did this spotlight thing
this
in the Olympics
last
night.
This is not about Cirque du Soleil. This is not about the Olympics.
Listen, they did a spotlight on the Olympics last night in China. They take the little kids, like when they're 3 years old.
Yes.
And they like target these kids that have like show certain abilities and stuff.
This is the same story as I heard about the Russians.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. It's because they're communist and they can. So they take them and then they breed them to be Olympians.
Wait, after they're already born, they breed them to be Olympians? That doesn't
but
make any sense.
But you know what
sense.
I mean. They breed their
they
skill.
They raise them to be Olympians.
Okay, whatever.
It's different. They breed them to be Olympians. They have to get their fathers
okay,
and mothers.
They raise them.
And make sure their fathers and mothers were Olympians. And then.
Well, they
them.
Do that too. Like they look at parents. Like, what's his name? The basketball player?
Yaming.
Yeah, he was. His parents were watched. Before they had him.
My parents were watched.
Yeah. Totally different story.
Oh, okay. NSA doesn't count?
No.
Oh, okay. So, So how much do these circus performers get paid? Because I'm thinking it's not a lot.
Why?
It can't be a lot.
Well, surely they don't work all year round. I mean, they travel, right?
They're all from, like, Europe. Well, like yeah, not even the good
gypsies.
Parts of Europe.
They're gypsies.
Yeah.
From
they're like
Romania.
They're like from the sad parts of Europe.
From Romania.
And so
the gypsies are
I'm thinking they get paid like, you know, like $12 a year. And they have to clean.
$12 a year.
And they have to clean elephant poop. And they get.
They do not. They
all they get is a free RV to ride around
and
in.
Stuff.
Do they take this. Did they do this to the train? Or do they do the buses? And, you know,
what?
And how sad are these. What?
The train. Oh, you mean the circus train?
Yeah, is it a train?
No.
Or a caravan
sure
of semis?
Like I'm sure they have like big semis and stuff now.
I don't know. Didn't know. But how sad are these animals too? I mean, these giant animals.
They're not intense anymore, you know.
There's giant animals and they're just in cages all the time.
It is kind of sad.
I'm just thinking that can't be good.
No.
Can it?
No. Poor elephant. He's huge. That's got a big old semi to... cart him around.
How'd you like to have that job?
Yeah.
What do you do? I'll livestock. Oh yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hertfords or Holstein? You're not a chicken hauler, are you? No, 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 not a chicken hauler. No, 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 no. Elephants.
There'll be no stinking chicken.
Elephants and zebras. Thank you. They had a dog act too. Helen said the dogs are very funny.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you want to go to the circus and see dogs?
Yeah,
I mean,
funny.
Isn't that more of a
we
fair thing?
We go to the
thing?
State fair and see dogs and cats.
That's
the cats
my point.
Were lame.
Okay, if you're going to train house cats, don't charge people to come see them.
Well, they didn't charge us. It was a
jump
free show.
From thing. They didn't
they
do
didn't
anything.
They didn't even do it because they're cats and cats don't do whatever.
They laid there
they do
and
whatever
looked
they
at
want.
The people yelling at them.
And they went,
jump,
no.
jump. And then the cat just lay there. Yeah.
I'm not jumping.
You got all these
I'm
people in
jumping.
Here to watch me jump over to that podium, didn't
And I'm not going to.
Uh-huh. Where's my Kit Kat? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I thought. Because you see, I own you.
It's right. You know what? Jeff would have been a good circus cat.
Yeah, because he owns people.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't own Jeff. He owns you. So, Jeff the cat.
Jeff
is.
The cat. That was my cat.
Yes,
when
Jeff
I met
cat.
Brad, I had Jeff the cat.
Jeff the cat.
He's a sweet cat. He used to put his paws around your neck and hug you. Remember that?
Your dad called him Finkley.
Yeah.
Finkley.
Finkley. He calls all cats Finkley.
No,
he's
he
not
says,
biased.
He said, he said he saw our last cat. He said, oh, that's a biter.
Oh, yeah. Astrophy was
biter.
A biter.
He was a biter.
He was. He's a mean cat. I didn't like him. I'm glad he's gone.
I'm not glad he's gone, but nevertheless, he's gone, and I'm glad.
Not saying, I'm just saying.
Not saying? Just saying.
You got any outro music or anything anymore?
I have this.
Okay, that'll work.
I mean, it's not new. It's the same old. Same old, same old.
Can you do Daughtry? Like the intro as the outro?
No.
You can't do that?
Yeah.
Oh. You're not sophisticated enough for all that?
I don't have that much power.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Sorry. Well, then I can do two blind squirrels. They're gooder than pie.
Oh, you
can
do that. The end.